Raised by Vampires, written by Amy D. Brooks, narrated by Hallie Miguez. Chapter 1. Anna. I was always an unusual girl. My mother said I had a chameleon soul, no moral compass facing due north, no fixed personality, only an inner indecisiveness that was as vast and wavering as the ocean. I was a writer, not a very good one. I once had dreams of being a beautiful poet, but upon the unfortunate doom of adulthood, I saw those dreams dashed and divided like a million stars in the night sky that I wished upon over and over, growing distant and dimmer every moment. When the people who I used to know saw how I was living, what I had become, they asked why. But there is no use talking to people who have the things they want. They have no idea what it is like to seek safety in ideas. But if I said I didn't plan for it to turn out this way, I would be lying. Because I was born to be the other woman, who belonged to no one, who belonged to everyone, who had nothing, who wanted everything. With a fire for every experience and an obsession with freedom that pushed me to a nomadic state of madness that both dazzled and dizzied me. I used to pray every night that I would find my people, and finally, I did. In the city that afternoon in summer, years on from when I had left home with nothing but a suitcase and an attitude. He had stunning eyes, always empty, always wondering. I knew that somehow, from one glance across a bar. He put everything he had ever been or done in my mind, sent it to me in that glance. He led me into the empty courtyard of a skyscraper. Behind a payphone we went. The world swam about us. Bits of litter blew by our feet. The stream of humanity proceeded only a few feet away, like sheep lumbering to the slaughter. But there, in the epicenter of the universe, love. This is all I wanted, what I fought for every day, the point of everything else. Do it! Let him kiss you, taste him, feel the heat under his clothing. Go now, find a bed, an alley, any place, and be with him. Never leave him. I pulled away slightly. His eyes were brimming. With tears? With lust? Does he lust for me? Is that possible? His smile crooked. A sad smile. All the sunshine in him drained away, replaced with this never-ending melancholy. How unhappy is this man? How unhappy are we both? As I tugged my arm away, he dragged me back, so powerful that he pulled me over, brought me to my knees. Clasping my jaw in his palms, he brought me to my feet again, draping me like a sheet, effortlessly holding my entire body propped there like a mannequin. He shoved his face into the nape of my neck. The pain was immeasurable, but it was the last that I would ever feel. I no longer had anything to lose, anything to gain, anything I desired anymore. There, in that alley in New York City, I died.